Most rivers in the Texas Hill Country are back in their banks after a week of catastrophic flooding across a wide area of central and south Texas. Governor Rick Perry yesterday requested that 17 more counties be declared disaster areas. Residents are returning to homes and businesses, inspecting the damage and shoveling mud. NPR's John Burnett reports from Bandera, 45 miles northwest of San Antonio, which was among the hardest hit.
Bandera, population 950, the self-proclaimed cowboy capital of the world, received more than 30 inches of rain in 5 days. That's almost as much rain as the county normally gets all year. The engorged Medina River spread out and sped up as it raced along its southeasterly course. Unfortunately for Keith Sanders, 5 of his motel cabins stood in the river's expanded path.
My wife and I own the Riverfront Motel in Bandera, Texas. It's 11 cottages. The Medina River came up here on July the 5th and took a little bite out of us, but we're gonna survive. It's a lot of work and a lot of mess, a lot of mud.
The motel is one of more than a dozen Bandera businesses heavily damaged by the Medina flood. Also hit were a Dairy Queen, a Hondo National Bank branch, the Cowboy Capital Pizza Company, Yogi Bear's RV campground, and Jody Did It Antiques and Stuff. Owner Jody Brown says about half of her collectibles survived.
Roy Rogers is fine up there, but John Wayne got ruined. I had a watercolor of John Wayne, and it got wet.
Like Jody Brown, many residents either could not or did not get flood insurance. Upriver, Phyllis Miller's two-bedroom house is almost a total loss, and it was not insured for floods. The brown water left a carpet of slimy mud on her floors and rose 5 feet up her walls, just touching a passage from Psalm 100, which she had pinned to her bedroom wall.
Everything's gone. I have nothing left. Well, our lives are still here, you know, and I do have the frame of the house, but what little bit I did have, it's gone. You should expect that when you live that close to the water.
Her house was 200 yards from the Medina, across flat ground. She sat in the shade of a mesquite tree on the tailgate of a pickup while her children hauled out the ruined contents of her home and piled it in the yard. A color TV, a recliner, a mattress, kitchen cabinets, and a red bicycle. But she was better off than her neighbors, whose mobile homes lay on their sides, twisted and split open amid cedar trees bent horizontally. A flood can behave like a tornado in what it destroys and leaves untouched. Phyllis Miller's daughter, Kim, led a visitor out onto the back porch.
There was an awning back here, and it ripped it off. How it left all of those wind chimes, I do not know. I think she's only missing two. But it took the whole porch roof off, and the wind chimes are still there.
Bandera suffered a devastating flood 24 years ago, which residents say rose 10 feet higher than this one. Perhaps it's no surprise that many of the current flood victims of 2002 were not around in 1978 to see what the raging Medina River is capable of. John Burnett, NPR News, Bandera, Texas.